solution to that seven. Yeah. Go ahead, Rita.
Live peaceably with all men.
Live peaceably with all, saved men and unsaved. Let me tell you, just because you're saved and you're dealing with an unsaved person doesn't give you a right to act unsaved. I'm saved. If I'm not supposed to cuss and an unsaved man cuss me out, I don't say, listen, wait a minute now. I ain't gonna be another one of those here.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnax will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnax.
Hey, God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Brodnax. And I tell you, I am so excited on today. I am excited about what God is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. Well, the Word of God says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That is the Word of God. Well, I tell you, a few weeks ago, we was in West Palm Beach, Florida. The phone is ringing, and the people are still counting their blessings. Then we was there in Houston, Texas, and my God, it was a prophetic outpouring. And last week in New Orleans, Louisiana, the people came from Kenner. They came from La Plaza. They came from all over New Orleans, and I'm telling you, it was absolutely a move of God in New Orleans, Louisiana. But listen to me, my dear friend. If you have a loved ones that's in St. Louis, Missouri, Illinois, anywhere close to St. Louis, Missouri, you want to let them know that Apostle James Brodnax in that Master Key Crusade is in St. Louis, Missouri this week. Yes, we are here at the Filio Church of St. Louis. right here at 8336 North Broadway, downtown St. Louis, Missouri. All seats are free. No admission at the door. Just meet me with your Bible, with your pen, and with your notepad. Yes, it's going to be some inspiration, but I am going to give you some kingdom information right out of the Word of God that's going to lift you up out of that rut. A word from God that's going to motivate you, and you're going to go forward, and you're going to achieve your dreams, your goals, your visions in record-breaking time. Yes, you have one thing to do, and that is to meet me, St. Louis, Missouri, right here at the Filio Church of St. Louis, 12 noon every day and every night at 7:30. Stand before me. Let me pray that prayer of faith and speak that prophetic word into your life, and God will work the miracle that you need in your life. But maybe you're there in Boise, Marksville, Jonesville, Natchitoches, Natchez, Mississippi, Appaloosas, and you're listening and you're saying, Apostle Broadnax, I am nowhere near St. Louis, Missouri, but I need a breakthrough. Well, I want you to call the prophetic prayer line at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, I am on the prayer line, in the prayer chamber, praying for God's people every morning, 6 a.m. to 7 for 1 hour. So if you don't get through today doing this broadcast, in the morning and every morning, dial the same number. It won't be a pre-recorded message. No, I am live praying for God's people all over the world at 318-754-0382. You know, I have prayed and helped so many thousands of people around this world. Well, Broadnax, are you bragging on yourself? Of course not. I know this one thing, that Christ in me is my hope of glory. But you know, I walk in my Christ identity, knowing that in him, hallelujah, I move in him and I have my being. Knowing this right here, that yes, God is in heaven, but also God lives in me. And I understand the God that lives in me. And that's why that 1 Corinthians 3:16 said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? So yes, he's in heaven, but also God lives inside of every child of God. He made us in his own image and likeness. That means we should be imitating Christ, acting like Christ, healing like Christ, casting devils out like Christ. Listen, you have one thing to do, is to get to that phone and dial your miracle at 318-754-0382. And I pray in the name of Jesus today that God would bless you in a supernatural way. Also, I want you to connect with me on Facebook. And that's Jim, J-I-M, L Broadnax. Facebook, Jim L Broadnax, my personal page. My business page, James Broadnax Ministry. I want you to connect. Periscope, Jim, J-I-M-L Broadnax. Instagram, Jim, J-I-M-L Broadnax. Twitter, Jim L Broadnax. I'm telling you, people are being blessed through this ministry every day. People are testifying here in St. Louis, Missouri. A young lady stood and she testified. She said, his teaching stretched my faith to a level that it had never been before in my life. And she said that I sowed the largest seed that I have ever sown in my life. She said, I'd never sown a seed that big before. She said, but let me tell y'all, she said, the blessing that I am walking in now, she said, I'm headed to be one of God's millionaires. I'm telling you, this child right now have three streams of income that is coming in. I looked at her last night. I said, I feel like giving you a payday, because the way you're talking, it's payday every day. Listen, you got to connect with me, Apostle James Broadnax, and let me help you through prayer, through faith, and through prophecy. And the good news is this. You could be the next one on this Master Key program bragging on God just like this.
Just anointed with that oil.
Anointed with that oil.
And the pain just went
away. Just went away. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap those hands and give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, dear. What happened to you?
I want to praise God for my shoulder pain this morning. I've had it for a couple of days.
So when you came here with shoulder pain for at least 2 days.
And it's gone.
And I never laid hands on you.
No, sir.
Just through the preaching of the word of God. And the Holy
it's gone.
And you can move it?
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Oh, somebody give God some praise.
And my blood pressure was like 220 over 120. Before I came to service, I had a real dizzy headache, and after he prayed and everything, it just went away, and I haven't had any dizziness since, and I thank God for that, and I thank you for praying.
So God gave you a miracle.
Yes, he did. And I'm going to tell it from now on, because I mean, I've been having a lot of problems, and now I don't have the problem at all, and I thank God.
Now, how you feeling?
I'm great.
Tell us what happened to you when you came to your time. That's all right.
I've had osteoarthritis bad in both knees for the last 5 years, and I've been set free.
And right now you're here.
I know, my knees are fine, because when I've been down there, it hurt real bad.
It's not hurt?
But not anymore.
You walk on them? You can run on them? We're going down through there. Oh, but you're bending down. Okay, pick them up. Let me see. Hey.
I'm not used to running.
You're not even, you couldn't run?
I couldn't run.
You couldn't do even that fast what you just?
No, and I'm like, I didn't know how to run. Woo! So long.
Josh, she said it had been so long she had forgot how to run. But look at her picking those legs up and giving her Jesus some praise. Did nobody do it but?
Jesus.
My first name is Janice, born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The night you was here, you called up everyone for prayer for cancer and everything. Well, they had diagnosed me with cancer in my breast.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point I had to wear like little breast pads because
mm-hmm.
my breast would be leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you prayed for me, it felt like a burning sensation was going through my breast. And I just thank God, because today and after that night of service, I don't have to wear no pads inside my bra. And I just give God all the honor and glory.
When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Barnett. This is my name is Sister Maddie Moore. You went to Pastor Jackson Church here in Brooklyn, and you prayed for me for my hepatitis C. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, that my hepatitis C is gone and my liver is healed. Praise the Lord. Maddie Moore, you was at Pastor Jackson Church. Yo, Maddie Moore. And I thank you so much, and praise the Lord, and God bless you and your congregation and your family and wife. Oh, but that is my testimony. God heal me from hepatitis C, mad and more. God bless you.
Said that I was going to come up here and testify, so each time that I would come, I wouldn't come up here.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight I said I'm going to do it. Pastor Cynthia brought me here one night.
And it's Pastor?
Yeah, in Owen.
And all right, amen, amen, amen.
Brought me here,
mm-hmm.
and you was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just got out of the hospital. They said my condition was a rare heart fibrillating.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time I had went in there, they said they couldn't stop it. It was beating just like a drum, it wouldn't stop. And they said I was threatened a heart attack, a stroke, or all that. And the Lord allowed you to call me out, and it felt like explosions was going in my chest.
Ooh,
I couldn't walk from here to here, and I couldn't breathe good. It felt just a terrible feeling. But that night you prayed for me, I ain't been back to hospital since.
Woo! Somebody clap those hands and give him praise.
Well, beloved child of God, you have been listening to miracles as they happen through the prayer blessing ministry of Apostle James Broadnax. Well, you know, Jesus told us in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12, the works that I do, greater works than these, should the preacher do, should James Broadnecks do, because Jesus said, because I go to my Father. And I just believe the word of the Lord. And when I pray that prayer of faith, God worked out miracles that you need in your life. Well, listen, if you don't get through today, meet me on the prayer line every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. in the morning for 1 hour of power. Yes, Apostle Broadnecks, I am live praying for God's people every Monday through Friday for 1 hour. All you must do is to write this number down, 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. That's tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. And every morning, 6 a.m., dial you a miracle. 318-754-0382. Well, you know, the old clock on this wall is saying, Broadnecks, your time is almost up. You got to go now. But let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, dear God, for your miracle-working power, for the anointing that destroys every yoke and lifts every burden. Now, I pray for every child of God under the sound of my voice this day. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless them spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, personally, and financially so. In Jesus' name I pray, and I will see you on the next Master Key program.
Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
You know, a few years ago, I had the privilege to go out to the old folk home, then my hometown. And I decided that day that I'd take my Bible with me because I realized that many people out there that had been left alone for a long time would have loved to hear the word of God. Morning, I stood there by the bedside of this mother, and I said, Mother, how long have you been out here? And this mother told me, said, Sister Seas, I've been out here a long time. I said, how many children do you have? Where are your sons? Where are your daughters? And then mother told me that day, my children put me in this place a long time ago, and they haven't been back to see about me. And you're just thinking about that, I'm reminded today a little story that I heard a lady tell me. And I heard this story. She said that there was a mother that had two sons. One of the sons was interested in himself. That son loved his mama so much. He said, Mama, one day I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I wanna be somebody. I wanna take care of you like you've been taking care of me. But that other brother was not conscientious about himself. He was no good. Stayed in trouble all the time. Then mama had to always go to court, getting that son out of trouble. But I heard that son and said to mama, Mama, I'm not gonna worry your patience. I'm gonna be a good son for you. I'm told tonight. Both boys grew up. One went to college. Got no good son left home. Oh Lord. Then mama worked her fingers to the bones. Sent that son to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She climbed ladders and washed windows. Hung her clothes. Yes she did. Working her fingers to the bone. To be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came home. He said, Mama, now. I've got MG behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher. Yeah. I'm told tonight. They told that mama. We want you to come and live with us. Help us to take care of our children. The years went on by, and their children grew up. I'm told tonight, even though they were at school age, that school teacher went to her husband and said, honey, your mama's in the way now. I think you ought to get rid of her. We can get somebody else to do this job. There are other young girls in college that can work their way through school on this very job. Your mama uses bad English. She uses this and that and ain't and it. I'm trying to teach my children to use good language. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. That son went to his mama. Said, mama. Yeah. I was talking with my wife. And she seemed to feel now that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else left to do. You're using bad English. We don't want this to rub off on our children. I'm gonna take you to an old folk home. Yeah, yeah. I'm told tonight that mama began to cry. She looked at her hands. They were all worn and wrinkled. She had worked her fingers for that son. Oh, yes, she had. She began to pack her clothes up. And whispered in her ear, say, you see that old lady, it hasn't been worth it. Look at all you've done for this boy. He's getting ready to throw you out. Good Lord. Let me tell you what happened. Wait a minute. That mama packed her clothes, tears streaming down. Good God Almighty. That son came back to a choir and tried to make things sound good. He said, mama, room out there. I'm gonna have you color television. You're gonna have nurses around the clock. Look at him trying to make it sound good. You're gonna have everything that you want. That mama just kept on packing. She just kept on crying. Lord. On the next day, the son knocked on a door. So mama, I'm ready to take you now. Then mama walked out of the house. Got in that long limousine. They started down the road, going to that old folk home. Glory be to God. I'm told tonight, while she was riding, she just kept on crying. That son tried to fix it up. He said, mama, don't cry. Everything is gonna be all right. Glory be to God. I'm gonna come and visit you every day. I'm gonna bring the children by every now and then. But then mama just kept on crying. Lord. And by the time they'd gotten almost there, that mama looked up the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Yeah. And by the time that car got there, that mama looked over that old ragged car and spotted that old no good son. She said, wait a minute, son, hold on. I thought I saw my son going by. Greeted one another with a kiss. That old no good son said, mama, I was on my way to see you. How have you been doing? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. That son pulled his brother over and said, brother, where are you taking my mama? I want to know where you're going with my mama. That doctor told his brother, said, brother, let me explain it to you. Mama's old folk, and she's old timey. She gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. Glory to God. I'm successful now. Look at me. I'm wearing good suits. Yeah. And I'm in the big society clothes. Lord Jesus. I'm taking mama to the old folk home. Yeah. That, listen, that old no good son looked over at his mama. Said, mama. Limousine. machine, got a badge, got in that old ragged car, and rolled down that road, yeah, and I heard that old song say, glory to God, I'm a stranger, don't drive me away, oh yeah.
Nobody knows what you're going through.